You remember your first time?
New Jack City.
You dealt with a real nigga.
Hey, 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 y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to this very special episode of Natural Vibrations. It's your girl, Bambi.
And it's your girl, Sammy Renee.
And as you guys know, you got to be on our wavelength to vibe with us.
So hopefully you're ready to vibe, and you should already know by now. You should have your drink ready. We drinking on some special Crown Peach mixed with orange juice.
Hell yeah, we got the Rona drink going up right now. Ain't no damn lockdown gonna hold us back. We got the strawberries in the drinks, the grapes. We bugatto up in here, and we loving it. And the drinks are really, really good. So today... The theme, if you have not caught on, is first time.
So definitely. And then feel free, you know, after this episode, we gave y'all our handles, but of course we can give it to you again. Mm-hmm. But feel free if you want to. I'm all for the tea. I'm all for good stories. So if you want to submit your first time, send it via Instagram or Bambi handles. Mm-hmm. I want to see.
Yeah, we definitely want to know. I'm gonna wait till later to tell y'all. My shit a little crazy. But while we got y'all here and y'all intrigued, because I know first time really opened y'all ears up a little bit, I'm gonna talk to y'all about how Stella got her groove back. So I do have my crown, but I also got my Stella. I'm drinking Stella Moscato with my strawberry and my wine, and I'm feeling good right now. So for this segment, I'm really excited, per usual. So y'all may know her from Fame or Grey's Anatomy, or you may even know her as Felicia Rashad's sister, but I'm about to talk to y'all about Debbie Allen. Mm. So she shot to fame in the 80s, and let me just tell you so much about her. She's an actress, dancer, choreographer, singer-songwriter, director, producer, former member of the President's Committee on the Arts and Humanities. She's been nominated 20 times for Emmy Awards. She's won 3. She has 2 Tony Awards. Mm. She's a Golden Globe winner. She received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1991. And this is just a few awards that she received. So now that I like gave y'all a little bit of her accolades, let me just tell y'all why I'm so excited to talk about her. But before I do that, I'm going to take a sip of my Stella Rosa, because... What's how Stella got her groove back without sipping on that Stella Rosa?
Okay, you might as well take a sip with us.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't drinking that for you.
So, now that, you know, I'm giving her her flowers while she's still here anyway, I just want to tell y'all why I want to spotlight her. So, I just joked about the Rona real quick. But honestly, I just think it's really amazing that during this time of isolation, she actually did a... free dance class online on Wednesday the 18th, so this past Wednesday, and she did it via IG Live, and I just think that's really dope. You know, I'm working from home right now, and you can go, like, really stir crazy just being in the house, mm-hmm. or some people, you know, their immune system ain't as strong, they ain't got no choice but to just be stuck in the house, so to just kind of have, like, that little getaway, I just think that's real live. So, again, I just wanted to... spotlight Miss Badass Debbie Allen for just coming through and just showing us that it ain't the end of the world as y'all acting with all y'all damn panic shopping. I'm still mad about that. I went to 4 freaking grocery stores the other day and I still ain't get all my groceries, but that's for another time.
Especially since she is just like just a decorated choreographer. Like, mm-hmm. if you've seen her work, then you know how special it is that she's doing that on Instagram Live. That's open for everybody mm-hmm. to see. Like, man, I used to want to do dance. So to just see that, like, you know, if that's your passion.
Yeah.
And to get coachings from Debbie Allen herself, mm-hmm. just from being on Instagram, that's amazing. That was a good opportunity.
Yeah, she probably sparked a lot of people's fire. People who probably didn't even think that they could dance. Or, you know, it's just a good time all around. So that's just dope as fuck to me.
Hell yeah. She been killing it since, shit, like you said, the 80s. Mm-hmm. And When she going, her hands been in so much shit. Mm-hmm. Her and her sister, but yeah.
I ain't fucking with her sister. Y'all seen that movie. What's the fuck? You know what I'm talking about.
A Fall from Grace.
Yeah. I ain't fucking with her right now.
But see, that's how much I love the range she has, because I've never seen a character she played that I didn't like except that one. Like, I haven't seen one. Have you?
No. So that's why I'm just like, Claire, what you doing? Don't be doing
tell my Claire what you're doing. Don't be doing for
that.
Her to be elderly herself and she finessing the elderly. But anyway. Mm-hmm. But big shout out to Debbie Allen. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Still be doing that. Still encouraging. Still encouraging your people during this time.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go crazy in the house, y'all.
Please don't.
But. Oh, and another thing about the coronavirus, though. This is a perfect time, so if you missed the other episodes, you can check that out, too.
Yes! Shameless plug! You gonna drop some links up on there. Y'all gonna check us out. Y'all
check that out. Mm-hmm. You in the house. Mm-hmm. But now we're gonna jump into story time with me. So, since the theme is first time, naturally, you know, my story is gonna be about my weak-ass first time. So... First of all, I knew that I was ready probably like a month before. And it was with my first love or whatever. So this is how the day went. So we started off, we texting or whatever. And I'm just like, I'm ready. And he like, you sure? Yeah, I'm ready. So, okay. We trying to find a place to do it at. So I'm like, at this time, it was just me and my siblings in the house. My mom was work. She was a house parent at the time. So it was just us in the house. So I'm like, that would be perfect. I could sneak him in.
With your siblings there?
Yeah, shit.
This is getting good. She got brothers, y'all. That's why I'm
Okay. So my older sister, she was there. And then just one of my brothers.
Oh, okay.
But this is the thing, like... my brother, his girlfriend was there. So, you know, naturally it's like, okay, you're going to be distracted or whatever. So I waited it out till everybody went to sleep. And I went and picked him up. Okay. Well, first we stopped to get some food. Now, y'all, I'm in the car. I'm a person who, I'm always in my head. Even if you're around, I'm just in my head. So the whole time driving, he asked me, like, you good? I'm, yeah. But I'm in my head like, dude, this really about to happen. Like, how this finna be? I don't think there's about to be some Monica and Quincy shit.
Oh, I'm so okay.
Anyway, that shit. That's anyway. So we stop at this food place, and I'm like, I'm really ready to just get it over with. This is just like marinating now. Like, why the fuck we stop? You want something to eat? No, I'm not hungry. Like, I'm trying to see how this is my first time about to have sex.
She said, "You want something to eat? I got something for you to eat. Fucks me at the place for."
What? You want a guy roll cheeseburger? No, I don't want that. So, okay, we get to the house. We had to sit in the car a little bit because I thought my sister went to sleep, but she was still up. So we in the car talking and shit, whatever. She go to sleep. We end up making it in the house. Now, this wasn't his first time. It was mine. So we just laying there, and I'm like, what? Like, it's taking so long. Like, I mean, we already discussed it. You know why you here. So, okay, it started popping off or whatever. So, my heart just beating fast. Mm-hmm. You know the first thing he did? Like I said, it's my first time.
What he did?
Put his arms, like, you know, like, put my legs up like this. Like, both of my legs up. Like, how your knees be by your chin or by your ears. Why would you do that? This is my first time. That's gonna hurt. Whatever. So I'm like, maybe he knows something I don't know. Y'all, that shit hurt. So I'm pushing him, like he's trying to move my hand like I'm running or something. No, I'm in pain. You need to stop. Like whatever. So he's still going. It's just like, y'all, it wasn't it. I don't know if it was because I was paranoid, like maybe somebody was going to come knock on the door, but it just didn't feel right. It just felt like cold. Like, it wasn't cold in the room, but the feeling was just like,
yeah.
It just wasn't it. And then I guess at one point, maybe he had got soft. I don't know, because he was like, asked me, could I jack him off? And I'm like,
gummy.
No, this is my first time. No, I can't jack you off, motherfucker. You gotta ease me into, well, me. Mm-hmm. You gotta ease me into something. I'm not about to. What? No.
No, I feel you. That's foreign territory for you. You doing too much.
What the
now.
Fuck? You ain't ready? Like, what the fuck is going on? So we end up hearing the noise by the grace of God. So we just stopped, y'all. And then my sister got up at the middle of the night doing her hair. So it was, I guess it was just God. Like, it wasn't meant to be that time.
Okay.
So I'm waiting on her to go back to sleep, and I end up taking him home. That ride was so fucking awkward. Like, I don't know if he thought he did something, but he didn't do shit. Like, it was just the worst. It wasn't Monica and Quincy. It wasn't no music. It was just terrible. Why the fuck did you put my legs up?
So did y'all continue to date after this?
Girl, we didn't talk for probably like some days. Like, I don't know, almost a week, because I'm just like... Mm. Ew, and then I tried it again a second time, and it was just, like, terrible. Like, and I'm, okay, me, that's probably a little TMI, but I'm not a faker. If I don't feel it, I don't act like it's there. Like, I'm not about to fake moan. It's going to be quiet in that bitch. So he stopped and was like, are you okay? I'm okay, but this ain't it. So, yeah, my first time was trash, y'all.
And my first time was trash, too. So, kind of like how Miss Sammy Renee was saying, I had things planned out in my head, and I knew beforehand, like, I just knew I was ready to drop these draws. Mm-hmm. The problem was, in my head, I just knew I was going to be in love with the person that I was going to lose my virginity to. It's going to be my boyfriend, fairy tale. No, it was nothing like that. I lost my virginity when I was 16, no cap, and... Shit, man, call me Lil Caesar. I was hot and ready. I just knew, like, I was ready. I just knew my body was just like, bitch, it's time. And whatever. So I will never forget this. I'm at the Plaza, the non-existent as Plaza now. So for y'all who probably don't know. Yes.
Oh,
I'm at the motherfucking Plaza, y'all. I'm with my cousin. Shout out to T-Boo. Love you, girl. And I'm with my friend, Shaniqua. Love you, too. Even though I ain't seen your ass in forever. So, naturally, and I'm just going to tell the story as real as it is. Naturally, at the mall, so it's me, I'm Carmel. Peanut butter when the sun hit me just right. My cousin like brown skin. Shaniqua is light skin. Naturally, Shaniqua is getting all the attention at the mall or whatever.
Yeah.
But y'all know how that go. I end up running. So, we meet up. We not meet up, but we run into these two boys. So it's three of us, and it's two guys we run into, and they with a girl. The girl, I guess she was like family. So the guy ended up kind of talking to my friend Shaniqua, and I'm talking to the other boy. Mm-hmm. I will never forget him. I should not say his name, but fuck it. His name was Jake Calloway Haddon. I don't know why I cannot forget his name, but I met him at the mall.
Did you just say his whole name?
Yeah, fuck that name. He probably...
I'm dead.
Look him up on IDOC. His name was Jake Calloway. He had it. This nigga was a unicorn because he was like dark skinned with hazel eyes. He had the Roscoe Dash mohawk going on back then. So we exchanged numbers and he asked me out on the date. So on the day of the date, his mom dropped him off at my house. His mom met my mom. She came with his twin sisters, his younger sister. My mom's loving it because she met his mom.
Yeah.
So before, you know, she dropped us off at the date, she dropped us off at Rainbow Cone, like on 90-something in Western.
Mm-hmm.
So she pulled me to the side. She gave me like a little bus card and gave me like $10. Like, get some pocket change and here's some money just in case he get the active funny where y'all let him. You don't want to pay. You can get home and you can pay for your own stuff. So... We go on a little date to Rainbow Cone. Mind you, it's on like 90th and Western. He from out west, and I don't... The ghetto, out west Illinois.
He was 290 kid.
The Boppin' Nation. Feet on the block, Fiesta shit. So, you know, this was an interracial relationship. We from two different worlds. So, his grandma lived out south, though. So, we walked from like 90-something in Western to like 70-something in Oakley.
Mm-hmm.
And we get there. So speaking of Monica and Quincy, so we go downstairs and we put on Love and Basketball. So we watching this movie. Exactly. And then, like, it gets to the part where they're at the dance. Mm-hmm. And he, like, all in my face. And so I'm just like, boy, get out of my face.
Girl, them hazel eyes just hypnotizing you.
Girl, yeah. So after a while, shit, I was just like, I gave him that look. So we ended up going into the room, and I lost my virginity. I don't know if y'all listening, but that was our first day. I just met this dude, like, not too long ago. And this is, like, no bullshit. Like I said, I felt like I was ready. Sure. We had sex. And then, like, no. Before we had sex, we was, like, in a room talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he just, like, closed his eyes. And I'm just like, why would you do that? But he was playing them games because, you know, he had hazel eyes and I wanted to look at them. So he closed his eyes, playing games like niggas do. So we ended up having sex and whatever. And I cried when we were done. He's like, why are you crying? And I was just like, because I don't feel like a lady. I just couldn't believe myself. And then he was like, you are a lady. You my lady. And then we became boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, it was backwards as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So we became boyfriend and girlfriend after that. My first time, he didn't even pop my cherry. I didn't know that was possible until, like, the second time we had sex and whatever, and I bled and whatever. I only had sex with this dude twice. So,
how long did y'all date?
For a few months.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We dated for a few months. And it was hard because we were still, like, 16, and he lived all the way out west. So unless he was coming to, like, his grandma house out south, you know. So when he was getting ready to walk me to the bus stop, I'll never forget this. He was walking down the stairs. And as he was walking down the stairs, he fell down the stairs. And then his pants fell down. So he, like, tumbled in the grass. And everybody on the block at this time, so they're laughing. He, on the fucking ground outside, pants at his ankle, big-ass boxers on. You know, this back in the day, niggas used to dress in overly big clothes. And so he, like, no, I remember thinking to myself, like, dang, my pussy was that good. He fell down the stairs. And, like, wow. I think that's when I just knew, like.
You caused a disorientation.
I was like, this is some powerful shit right here. So when we was getting ready to walk to the bus stop, he wanted to hold my hand, but I didn't really want to hold his hand because, like, low-key, I was kind of embarrassed that he fell down the stairs in front of all them people.
Oh, my God.
I was childish back then.
Real niggas trip up.
So anyway, he walked me to the bus stop or whatever. I go home. And when I get home, like, my mom all in my face. So I'm just like, damn, she must know I fucked her, whatever. And then my legs felt funny, like they couldn't close all the way. I just felt really weird. And then we dated for a few months, and I didn't see him again until I went to court. I got subpoenaed to court for fine. That's a whole other story. And I'm at court, and they keep saying Jake Calloway. And I'm like, that name sounds so familiar. They keep saying his name. And then lo and behold, this nigga walk into the courtroom, and my mama gets to snapping. I know him. That little boy was at my house. That's your old boyfriend. So my first time was week two. Well, great for him, weak for me.
Right.
Dated him for a few months. Only had sex with him twice. Seen that nigga again at court. And then that was the last time I ever saw him. So, Jake, if you out there, I hope you're doing all right. I guess.
That shit sucks because they always have a good fucking time. And it's just like, that shit was ridiculous. What ain't as bad as mine? At least he was like I said, motherfuckers talking about basically help him get back to where he need to be. No.
Mm-mm.
He was talking all this shit, y'all. Like, you know how Twitter used to have, what, Twitter After Dark, the hashtag? This motherfucker used to be talking so much shit, like, but I should have knew, because if you bout it, you bout it. You ain't about to be talking about it. He was talking all this shit. So me naturally being a virgin, I'm all, okay. He gonna have that shit, you know.
I call that little man syndrome. You do way too much trying to hype yourself
up. Right, and why is you on Twitter talking about what you got? But at that time, I was, you know, young and dumb, excited about that stupid shit. And it was stupid shit is what it was. Because no. Like, that shit was trash. But my thing was, I was 18, but I thought, like, going to church and shit, I probably shouldn't have cussed with it. But anyway, going to church. And I'm like, okay, I wasn't going to have sex until marriage. That's what I thought too. First of all, I wouldn't even want to put myself through that. But anyway.
You waited all that time.
And it's weak. I want an annulment now.
I was just playing.
Shit. But I'm thinking, like, because when I first saw him, like, y'all was in love. It was that corny shit. Like, I thought I was going to marry him. And I'm like, what am I waiting for? We're going to get married anyway. I don't even know. And I still loved him after that. But I just thought, like, it would get better. And then the second time, it was like, and I'm guessing he had came because he had went. Like, he had just stopped out of nowhere and went to the bathroom, and I just heard, like, the water running. I'm like, oh, maybe he did. And then he just came back, like, are you okay? Yeah, this shit just weak. Like, I waited 18 years for this. Like,
I feel you. My best friend had ended up telling me, too, because, like, when I was having sex back then, I was not coming, and I didn't know that that was an issue that I wasn't. He did, and you know when niggas come, it's just like it's a big ass.
That's how you know it's the end.
Yeah, it's a big ass fucking event. Like they do too much, so I'm just like, okay, he got his. That mean I must have been doing something right. I didn't realize, like you know,
you need to be having
right. You know, it's not just about his pleasure. Like I'm having a good time, but it's not the best. Like. It's decent. You know what I'm saying? And then, I mean, now I know. It ain't going down like that. But back then, I just really ain't know no better. Then I had another friend in high school. One day, she sat me down, and that bitch told me, and I'll never forget, she said, pussy run this train. And I've been living by that motto ever since. Like, yeah, you right. Pussy do. Like, come on now.
Yeah, what? Yeah, and that's why I'm like, it took me a minute too, actually. Like, I'll tell you before. Fucking 25, y'all. Like, and I had reconnected with my first love again. So, I'm thinking, like, it was, like, it was better. But, like, you said, it's the same thing. Like, he getting his, like, whatever. And it just got to a point, like, nobody said that to me. But I just felt it, like, I wish somebody would have. Yeah. Because I had got tired of that shit. And I'm like, he breathing hard and shit. He, you know, feeling accomplished. You're not done. Like, I didn't get mad. Oh, damn. Yeah. And he felt the way after that. Well, motherfucker, I'm sorry. I'm glad you had a good time. But I didn't have one. But.
Yeah.
25, y'all. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe
I don't
want
to get too much.
Yeah, look, y'all got enough tea. Y'all got enough bail today. We ain't got to put her on Front Street. Are y'all still sipping? Because we are. Like,
well, it's time for me to pull back up. Bambi over here babysitting y'all.
Listen, I'm going back and forth between my wine.
They
and,
both pretty full, y'all. So
oh my God.
I don't know what's going on. Mine is empty. Like the fruit is just chilling in the cup. They looking a little dry.
I don't know.
Right now,
multitask that great. So I'm gonna sip and we're gonna like move on.
Well, y'all can pull on up. I'm about to pull on up. And these grapes starting to look like you know how they be looking, the fake ones.
Oh, yeah. That your parents just put on the table in a little fruit basket.
Girl, my mom used to be pissed. I used to pop them open all the time.
Bad as hell.
Girl, was just something about touching them fake grapes. But, y'all, look, hopefully somebody, I never met nobody who had a good first time. Like a good first time? I haven't heard it.
No. That shit is an anomaly.
Them niggas do, though. Ugh.
You already know. They be having the best time.
My first night. Ugly as hell. Okay.
All right. So we about to move on to the poet spotlight. We call this segment Silk Lives. So, you know, about to be good.
And now, usually, I would say a poem.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Bambi said in the beginning, we switching it up today.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of me saying a poem, we're going to have somebody else say a poem. Now, I know y'all remember this. I know y'all remember this. This is my shit. Now, y'all, this was my favorite song. This was one of the songs that got, I know it's old, but that was having me thinking. But the song that got me ready was Take You Down and Wet the Bed. But anyway.
Oh.
But, y'all, I loved this song so much. But make sure you strap twice. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe that's just some dude say. But what I get from it, and maybe I'm just not, I don't know. I really hope he's not talking about two condoms.
If he is, it defeats the purpose. You dumb as fuck.
That has to be so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Cause from what I've seen, how the condoms look, they look pretty snug. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, not all of them.
Remy Ma say something. Something about. Damn, what the fuck she say? Something about a fucking baggy Magnum. Damn, I was trying to remember that line. Damn.
Yeah. I remember I had a cousin. He said, don't you hate, he was talking about brothers. Don't you hate when the Magnum slide off, G? It got so fucking quiet because they like, motherfucker, you can't fit it. G, right. It's a smaller condom. It's like clothes. What are you talking about? Don't you hate when the Magnum fall off? You're going to get somebody pregnant, G. You can't fit that condom.
Right. This the line. It's from Currency, Where the Cash At. She said, one dude had me laughing. If it's just one thing I can't stand, it's a baggy Magnum. You a goofy. You goofy as fuck. Don't be just wearing shit because it's out there and you know what it is and you wearing shit for show. First of all, it's not safe for you or your partner. Again, you defeating the purpose, and I feel bad for your cousin.
G, and you, girl, that's on his dumb ass. Because you just basically got the wrapper in your pocket just to bust it out. Because if I see a nigga walking towards me with a baggy cut, hold on, wait. You can't fit that. So the condom is a contraceptive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's protecting you from STDs and all of that. What? Girl.
Yeah.
So that part of the song I still love that song, like I said, but that's still, y'all can take that as a Silk Lips. That's a good little, go take a listen if you haven't heard it before. Hopefully you have. and if you just need a reminder, but that part is just what got to me, because make sure you strap twice. Your brother sent you off, you're going to be in pain.
That's some goofy shit.
You're going to be in a lot of pain, like. Girl, I still can't get over that. I remember, y'all, it was the 4th of July. My cousin said that stupid shit.
Now, niggas can't even celebrate holidays without that memory.
Gee, no. And don't Magnums, do they all cost the same? Don't Magnums cost more than, like...
I thought they did cost more.
So you wasted money to show off and you can't fit... You know what I thought about? The wood. Is it supposed to look like that?
Exactly.
Like, gee, come on, gee. That look like... oversized sweater.
Oh, got me snoring live. Jesus.
What the fuck? Oh, one of them big ass rain jackets. You know, the ones you slide over. We don't got no sleeves. It's just.
Motherfucker out here with a poncho on. Boy, yeah. You know, get your ass the fuck on.
You better get you a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Boy, them baby makers, but you know.
Well, all right, child. Looks like that's about our time. We so happy y'all tuned in, and we hope y'all enjoy listening just as much as we enjoy making this episode.
Yes, and always just tune back in. And you in quarantine or isolating yourself, just tune in.
Absolutely.
Catch up.
Catch up.